Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Facebook taps into TV. Will users tune in?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. As always, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And Facebook is developing a video-centric app for television set-top boxes, thus providing a brand new, bigger home for video content. And with that comes a new vehicle for video advertising. Facebook hasn't exactly been shy about its recent push into the video realm. A Facebook TV app has apparently been in development for some years. There's still no word just yet on when these streaming boxes from Facebook will be coming into fruition, although Apple TV was specifically named as one starting point. Let's get a little bit more details. Joining us now is The Wall Street Journal's Jack Marshall. He is also co-host of The Wall Street Journal's Media Mix podcast. Welcome, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
So this latest move kind of highlights or serves as a reminder that Facebook really wants to be a video-first company. It says that over and over again. It's kind of its new mantra. A video-centric app that works with your TV seems like a pretty natural progression. Just want to get this straight, though. So this app would be a home base of sorts for video content. What does that mean exactly? Original programming, premium content from production companies? How will that play out?
Yeah, so this is just part of a broader push from Facebook over the past few years, as you said, to sort of pivot to being more of a video-centric company. So obviously, our Facebook feeds are now full of sort of short, shareable videos. This app seems to be part of a bigger push towards sort of long-form TV-type content.
Okay.
So it's creating these apps for set-top boxes, such as the Apple TV.
Right.
But simultaneously, it's in talks with media companies to license more of this sort of TV-like content, as opposed to the short, shareable clips that maybe we're used to seeing.
And then the idea is eventually Facebook would sell ads against that content, giving it another way to generate growth and get those digital dollars. And that's where the money's at right now, video and mainly television, though, right?
Yeah, that's true. So I think this is an attempt to really sort of tap into TV ad dollars, which, you know, TV has been a big business. And, you know, Facebook has already made inroads into video. It already places video ads within the news feed.
Right.
But it's getting to a point now where it's sort of running out of space to do so.
Well, that's interesting, right? So that's it's about the news feed running out of space, and that, I guess, has caused for some sort of plateau in terms of growth.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is an opportunity to sort of unlock more watch time, which then unlocks more ad space to sell, and can sort of help really accelerate growth on the revenue side as well, potentially, for Facebook.
I see. So not only is this keeping with their video vision, but it seems like it's quite the lucrative source of revenue, potentially. So it seems like if it falls together nicely and executed right, this is win-win for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, there are two pieces. There's sort of the distribution through the apps, but in my view, sort of the key piece is the content itself. So
mm-hmm.
it really hinges on the type of content that they're able to secure. You know, if they can go out and license the type of premium sort of high quality video that we're used to seeing from like a Netflix, for example,
right.
Then I imagine that would attract a pretty substantial audience potentially.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jack Marshall about the latest from Facebook, namely its new TV streaming app. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening. So Facebook isn't alone here. You look at competition from other tech companies, you know, Google's, YouTube, mm-hmm. Snap. They've got to be scrambling to get more of these television advertising dollars as well. Do you think that's where things are going, not just for Facebook, but in terms of this new digital media in general?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've seen this over the past few years. Media companies and tech companies have sort of been gravitating towards video. So it's going to be interesting over the next couple of years. Again, you mentioned Snap, IPO sort of upcoming.
There's that, exactly, yeah.
So there's sort of increased competition for this video content. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who the highest bidders are, and where this content sort of ends up landing.
Jack Marshall, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thanks.
Thanks again to the Journal's Jack Marshall. For more, you can check out his story at WSJ.com, and also be sure to listen to the WSJ Media Mix podcast, where Jack and his team break down all the biggest media news. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.